Chapter 8. The trail was a human-sized tunnel through the undergrowth, and it ended about a kilometer into the jungle, where a large bipedal lizard had fallen prey to the poisonous barbs of a drop bramble. The reptile had a broad, flat back, still green with chlorophyll, and a thick tail that was still drumming the ground to warn its herdmates away. It was watching Luke with a single blue eye that seemed more trusting than frightened, but it was already oozing yellow froth from both nostrils and suffering violent muscle spasms, and it was obvious that nothing could be done for the creature but help it to a peaceful end. He touched it in the force, urging it to sleep, and once the nictitating membrane drew across the eye, he drew the blaster he had found it necessary to carry on this strange world and ended its misery. The whine of the bolt had barely died away before Luke sensed his companions rushing up behind him, their alarm hot and electric in the force. He turned to meet them, holstering his blaster and shaking his head. "Sorry, it's not her." He pivoted aside, allowing Sarasut Talon and Gavar Kai a clear view of the lizard lying dead at the end of the trail they had been following. Behind the two Sith came Ben and Vistara, their lightsabers drawn but not ignited. "Just an unlucky Wyvarl who didn't watch where she was going." Talon tightened his lips and stepped to Luke's side, then flicked a finger in the Wyvarl's direction. The lizard rose into the air and floated toward them, dragging with it a tangled nest of poisonous drop brambles. Once the reptile had drawn close enough, the High Lord drew his lightsaber, then ignited it and cleaved the Wyvarl down the length of the body. He continued to levitate the two halves while he inspected the interior organs to be certain it really was a lizard, then sent them tumbling into the jungle with a wave of his hand.
"This isn't working," he said. "We're tracking nothing but Wyvarls and Drendex."
"We could always split up," Luke suggested. "The more ground we cover, the better our chances of catching her before she recovers." Talon tipped his head forward, peering at Luke out of the tops of his eyes.
"Yes, I'm sure you would like to be rid of us."
"Not really," Luke replied. Searching alone or in two small groups, they would all be more vulnerable to the planet's voracious plant life and to the treachery of their supposed allies. But after 2 days of following false trails, it was beginning to look like they needed to take the risk. "We need to change tactics, though. We're not going to find Abeloth this way."
"No doubt because you have hidden her true body so well," Gavar Kai said, coming up behind Luke and Talon. "You are fooling no one, Master Skywalker, only wasting our time."
Luke sighed. After discovering that the body they had been holding at the Font of Power did not belong to Abeloth, it had taken a 3-hour standoff merely to convince the Sith that it would be a good idea to return to the Jade Shadow and check the identity of whoever it was that Ben and Vistara had been caring for in the medbay. Unfortunately, by the time they arrived, the patient had already fled, leaving the reluctant allies with nothing to show for their earlier battle against Abeloth except frustration, uncertainty, and mutual distrust. When Kai was not contradicted by his superior, Luke turned to face the wide-shouldered Sith.
"I wish I were wasting your time, Gavar. I truly do."
He motioned back down the trail.
"But since I'm not, let's go back to the ships and see if we can think of another way to approach this."
Kai remained in the middle of the trail, but he flicked his grim eyes past Luke's shoulder, seeking instructions from Talon.
"Let's do as he suggests, Saber Kai,"
Talon said.
"It will be more comfortable to discuss the matter back at the ships."
The hint of a smile tightened Kai's thin lips, suggesting that he understood Talon's words to mean the same thing Luke did. There was going to be an argument, and if that argument erupted into violence, the Sith's superior numbers would be more advantageous on the open terrain of the river beach.
"As is your will, High Lord."
Kai inclined his head to Talon and shot Luke one last glower, then turned and slipped past Ben and his daughter to the front of the line. Luke had already surrendered all hope of keeping his back clear of Sith, so he exhaled slowly and consciously, silently attuning himself to his danger sense, and started down the path after his son and Vistara.